Okay.
This morning campaigns with 109 balloons in Parliament Square in London in memory of the suspected murders of 109 women killed by men last year in the UK. Labour MP Stella Easy was there. Can you tell us a bit about what's happening this morning, Stella?
Yeah, we had the 1 million rising flash mob and boom release outside Parliament Square. There were hundreds of people there from every different line, lots of different political parties. Jeremy Douglas was there, Ruby Wax was there, Cathy Lett was there, Tendai Newton was there. It was an amazing show of strength and support for the 1 billion campaign. And it was very moving when Nia, who are a Rachel Harris charity, read out into the 109 women who are suspected to have been killed by a partner, a former partner last year alone. And then we released purple, beautiful balloons up in the sky, up high above one. It's a very, very moving and very, very cool image. I'm really sorry, the middle of it, the GLA police felt fit to try and stop the performance stopping. I'm very, very disappointed that they didn't understand the significance and importance of the moment. Because I want to be privileged to be on the other side of Parliament Fair, I understand this evening, because we had the police about this event, because we knew hundreds of campaigners would be coming to us. I certainly hope when Boris finds out about this, he'll be sorry to hear that there might have been some confusion in that way. Because what I'm talking about today is it is a mass movement across the UK and indeed across the world of people that enough, something has to change. We can't be in a world with this level of violence and abuse.
How did you get into 1 billion rising?
Well, last International Women's Day, I met with a campaigner who was talking about V-Day, which is, to be honest, more of an American international movement than perhaps we've had in the UK before. And they were telling me about Eve and what she's doing. And I met Eve, who's the most amazing, inspirational woman you can meet, a lot of energy, and talked to her about what we do and how to get in it. Since then, we've been going on a run works with people about how we could tack on it against women and girls in the communities, and that we could do change things at a national level too. Every one of these workshops across the whole breadth of Britain, people said we've got to change the attitudes of young people, we've got to get into school, we've got to teach our kids, not just about the biology of sex, the question of white respect and consent. That's what the vote today comes about, making that compulsory for both boys and girls.
So you're about to go into the Parliament for that debate, I think.
We're just about to start the debate, and it's going to be led by a Skeptic Taggart, but it's actually got paid for. Unfortunately, the government at the moment seems to be avoiding the question of whether they will back in therefore implement it, which is a shame, but today, because we have a vote, the vote decision about this forward.
Do you plan to stay in the debate?
That will certainly contribute to all the South UK involved in the 1 billion today, because it's not just London today that's offering amounts that are 160 rising across the UK. I think we talk about why the promotion of education will matter. And we also have to say, it's not just about what's happening in our schools. There is a fundamental inequality in society we're not then affected by. So whether it is things like our general population or same, they are a function of that inequality in our society. So not to deal with technology or deal with the fact that people are committing FGM, is that we have to change the imbalances in our society that women are often victims of violence and harassment.
So, Chrissy, thank you very much.